I think I knew something was off when I first got on the bus to the summer camp. It wasn't an overwhelming feeling, just a small nagging in the back of my mind. A voice telling me, something's happening. Something's there. Of course, I was me. I didn't listen to nagging. I didn't listen to anyone or anything. Maybe that's what my downfall was. I'm 21 now. It's been 5 years since the incident at Sunny Shores Summer Camp. I don't think I've been able to find closure. Not completely. Just like the nagging that I felt on that bus, I feel a nagging now. A different sort. You can't forget. You can't forget. And I can't. Not really. There's always going to be a part of me that never left Gold Lake, and I'm never going to get it back. The events that brought me to Sunny Shores weren't unusual. It was a camp for troubled kids, though that was never specified. The fact of the matter was that parents had grown tired of handling their teens, and instead sent them off on this trip. In a way, I suppose, this was their fault. In another way, it was our own. I was, in fact, what one would consider a troubled kid. I won't try to deny it. As I said, I didn't listen to anyone. I think it was mostly for attention. As an only child, I did get most of the attention my parents had to offer. We were rich, which meant I got toys and dolls and cool shit. After a while, though, they got bored of me. I decided to make things interesting. Most of the time, I set shit on fire. Vandalism was also a favorite. I did a lot of other things as well, though. Drugs and cigarettes were my only limits. My attitude back then isn't what bothers me. I think my actions, the ones that brought me there, were somewhat justified, though still wrong. However, what does bother me is that no one knows. No one truly knows anyone that was at that camp during the summer of 13. No one knows what we went through, what we had to do. These recordings won't fix that. I don't think anything will. But maybe this can help with closure. So I've strung together this. My recordings from the camp. My thoughts now. All that shit. Maybe this'll do something for me. Maybe it won't. I guess the only way to figure it out is to do it.
Hello, listeners. I say that because you'll never know who's listening in the future. Who knows? Maybe archaeologists will dig this up one day as a relic of the past. They'll be listeners, right? Anyway, I'm on my way to camp what's-its-name. Sunny Shores, I think? Doesn't look very sunny out right now. Pretty dreary, actually. It's raining pretty hard, so no outdoorsy things when we get there. It's sort of a shame. I'm here for the whole summer, though, so I'm sure I'll get to go hiking at some point. Ah, shit, I should specify what it is. It's basically a camp for rich troublemakers. The cabins have air conditioning and rooms. It's pretty sweet from what I've heard. It's by a lake, too. I don't see how it's a punishment, really. I mean, sure, they take away your phone, but it still sounds fun. Parents must just want a break, not a punishment. Oops, gotta sign off. We're here. Talk to you later, listeners.
Storms are always a sign of bad times in Shakespearean works. It's a symbol of death and trouble. Of course, I kept fiction to fiction back then, and didn't apply it to real life. Why would I? I had enough of Shakespearean essays back at school, I didn't want to bring it into anything I didn't have to. Besides, the plays weren't real. Fate wasn't real. Wasn't is a key term. I hadn't realized back then that life wasn't just a series of events that, in the end, wouldn't affect you. I was breezing through. Anything that happened, anything I did, anything I got reprimanded for didn't matter. In the end, it'd be okay. No matter what I did, I'd be okay. I hadn't had a wake-up call about how the world works. That you can't do things and expect it not to hurt you in the future. Everything hurts you. I know that now. The friends you make hurt you. The things you say hurt you. Some things like that you get through. But other things, they stick with you like scars. You can forget about them for a bit, but in the end, they're still there. Every action I had made, every word I had said up until that point had brought me there. Every knocked over trash can, every art piece that sat on the side of an abandoned building, led to that point. It led to a hurt that I couldn't and wouldn't want to imagine. What makes it worse is that I don't know which I would prefer, because now I know the story. I know the ending, and I know the characters. If I had been taken away from the narrative, if I had stepped differently, there's really no telling what could have occurred. And that's terrifying. Knowing that you had a direct impact on the ending is terrifying. The regret that I feel from not being different, from not running away from that camp, turns into guilt, because I can't imagine what would happen. It's hard to think of yourself as a side character in a bloody novel. But it's worse to be the protagonist.
Now, as I was saying before, welcome to Sunny Shores. My name is Jenny, and I'm the head counselor here, as well as owner of the camp. If you need anything, feel free to come to me. No problem is unimportant. Generally, you'll be able to roam around in areas that aren't considered off-limits.
Hey again, listeners. Welcome to day two. We're getting the welcome speech. I wasn't actually expecting it to be so welcoming. Poor bunny. They accidentally fell through a banner earlier.
And that's about all the rules. Now, how about we have our other counselors introduce themselves?
All right. If none of you are going to start it off, I'm Allie Gray. I'm probably the one you can have the best time with at this camp. Don't mess with me, though, okay? And we should get along just fine.
I'm Leo Hayes. I'm paid to be here. Don't bother me too much unless you need to.
Charming. I'm sure you get all the dates with that attitude.
Don't you even!
All right, hi there. I'm Henry.
Well, that was an elaborate opening. Howdy, I'm Jay. If you want to know about plants, I'm your person. If you want to know about anything else, ask someone else.
I'm Kelly. Generally, I'll be watching the swimming area.
And that's all of us. We all have our own separate cabins at different parts of the camp. So, wherever you are, one of us will be close by. You're dismissed now.
That's not creepy at all. None of them seem like the responsible role model type. Anyway, I'm signing off for the moment. Bye, listeners!
They were not, in fact, responsible role models. Hardly. Jenny was probably the only semi-responsible one there who could take care of more people than just herself. Allie was too self-centered and reckless. She held a prejudice towards everyone in that camp. It wasn't her fault. In the end, though, it didn't help her. Rio was probably the next most responsible one after Jenny. However, he drove most of us, the campers, away. He was watching from afar. Somehow he was still near the center of all this. Henry wasn't responsible, but he wasn't irresponsible either. He sat kind of in the middle, a good point between Jenny and Allie. Jay was too wild, Kelly stuck to the rules too much. Everyone had flaws. They ended up being a distraction for all of us. I should probably mention that the next tape skips quite a bit of time. There were originally more than the recordings I'm showing you presently. That would be because I destroyed the rest. I don't regret it. I feel they would give a false sense about what I'm actually trying to show here. All you need to know is that during that time, I met two people. Gabriel Leslie and Deborah O'Donnell. These two were, by far, my best friends at the camp. We quickly connected over random stuff, and were attached at the hip for the entirety of our experience. Gabriel was about the sweetest kid you could ever meet. He was excitable and curious. We shared those traits. He was, however, also polite in some sense of the word. We did not share that trait. Deborah was a know-it-all, but kept us out of trouble. She was probably the best person there for that job. She was the ever-present voice of reason. Their personalities did factor into the story. However, that's not all this is about. This is about remembering. If I'm being honest, I'm scared to forget what they were like. That summer may have left scars, but some of them I don't want to get rid of. This next recording is where it all begins. If this were a novel, this would be the beginning of the tale. Technically, it started long before this point, but without this, a lot of things wouldn't have happened. The summer of 13 would have been different. And that's not to say in a good way.
Hey listeners, the weather finally cleared up enough that the group and I are going hiking! Day 6, baby! We're heading over to Dock B. We're not exactly supposed to go there, but it isn't as if any of the counselors actually pay attention.
They're too busy smooching.
Gabriel!
It's true! Henry and Rio have been really affectionate. It's weird.
Leave them be. Anyway, back on topic, guys. Again, Dock B, where we're heading. We're hiking out and then going swimming.
I heard that's the last place they saw JG.
Same here. Same here.
You're both ridiculous. He just went home. You know that.
Oh, come on. Summer camp murder mystery? Doesn't that sound interesting? It sounds like a Hardy Boys novel. Or Nancy Drew.
Yeah, Dem. Plus, you'd totally be Nancy.
It's true. We'd be the Hardy Boys. You get Nancy.
There's no murder! You two are just going off of boredom at this point, aren't you?
I wouldn't say boredom. I like hiking. It's fun. But I still think a mystery would be cool.
I love mysteries, but I don't think there is one.
Fine, fine. Anyway, how close are we?
We should be close by.
Sweet. I can't wait to get in the water. It's gonna be better than with the other kids at this place.
No kidding. I don't think they like us much.
That would be because Penny stole one of their backpacks.
Not my fault. They left it lying around. I was hungry. I saw chips in it. Cut me some slack.
It doesn't change the fact that...
Ow.
Penny! Are you okay?
I'm fine. I just tripped over this. A backpack. And a journal.
It looks like you'll get your mystery after all.
What?
Penny, turn off the recorder. I have a feeling you won't want it on.
And Deborah was right. I wouldn't want it on. That was because this was the point we picked up Jonathan Green's journal. The one thing that, if he had left of his own accord, he would have brought with him. Along with it, we found a ripped up backpack. At the beginning of that summer, I had been desperately wishing for something exciting to happen. Something that happened in books when kids went to summer camp. I wanted to have an experience I would never forget. As they say, be careful what you wish for. At this point, I got what I wanted. A bona fide Nancy Drew mystery. However, things like that are worse in real life than they are when reading. The concept of such is obvious to me now, but for some reason, didn't make sense to me when I was younger. And so, this started the mystery of Sunny Shores Camp. It was a never-ending downward spiral. As soon as we found one thing out, another puzzle would replace it. It would start out simple, like a game. It would slowly get worse. It seems almost foolish to think that a question started it all. A question that we were all so inspired and intrigued by. Even Deborah O'Donnell and her cautious mind had taken an interest. It's a question I've been resentful of this whole time. Something I wish sometimes we had never asked ourselves in the first place. However, it can be considered a good thing that we looked into it. Who could say what would have happened if we hadn't? Still, even with that, I have the selfish resentment. We were just a bunch of dumb kids. We didn't know what we were doing. The question would soon infect the minds of everyone at that camp when we went back and started our investigation, if you could even call it that. There wouldn't be one person not affected by it. That question that had such a simple answer, but had a bunch of shit tied to it. Whatever happened to Jonathan Green?
That was the end of the first episode of Whatever Happened to Jonathan Green. We really hope you enjoyed it. Feel free to chat about it in the Discord, and soon after this is posted, we will put up the voting choices for what happens in the next episode. I'd like to thank everyone who helped me work on this, including the voice actors and the creating team. I couldn't have done it without you. I'd also like to thank everyone who has supported us throughout making this, and we're really excited to get this out here. If you have any comments on the audio editing, feel free to send it in. If you have any comments on the story, feel free to send it in. We'll answer practically everything, questions, all that, at our blog, so feel free to check that out. And yeah, we'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much.